Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I hear beats that rock me.
Thank you.
has been so excitingly anticipating our time at the campfire tonight. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. And hey, you guys stayed with me all week. You really did. I'm going to share what this show is about. There's hot stuff that's going on in pop culture that I'm going to flip for you through the numbers and astronomy and astrology. It's just going to be phenomenal, really. The numbers that's running, the energy that's flowing. We had to start with Julie Dexter. JulieDexter.com is where you find that beautiful artist, because we started with the Rhythm Daughter last week. And I said I wanted to continue on the vibe of the energy track. You know, there are lots of places I could have gone in terms of how we're going to start the show. But I heard Rhythm Daughter in the studio. Life Coach Today was back there. He was fooling around in the studio, and he kept playing songs knowing that I was going to change my mind. And I have that freedom on a full moon in Virgo night to change my mind, to say, okay, no, not this dress, this other one. No, I want to go dancing in. So we came in dancing with Julie Dexter, Rhythm Daughter, and we're going to be dancing all night long. I hope you have your shoes ready, your dancing shoes. I hope that, or you're comfortable. Hey, maybe you don't want to get dressed up. Maybe you just want to chill out and you just want to hang out in the desert with me. Yeah, maybe. You know, we're barefoot. The moon is shining. It's warm wherever we are. Maybe we're just chilling. Maybe there is a fire, and maybe we're all surrounded as a sacred circle. I have a sister that's joining us tonight, April Joy Garrett. She is in the chat room. I see all of you beautiful people. Welcome home. Those of you on the phone lines, I see all of you too. I am looking forward to the gifts that I'm going to be unfolding, because they were inspired by questions that have remained with me that you have asked and followed up on because of readings that you've received. So I've had the pleasure of being on my own energy track. And if this listener, who's also in the chat room, wants to come out from where she is and share her story, I'd be really happy to know what was it like to, on purpose, find what you're attracted to and what your desire is, because you had to think about that last week. And this week, I gave you a challenge which inspired this show because of your question. I'll respect your anonymity for now. But come out wherever you are. You're listening to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. We're dancing in. We're shaking our hips. I want to thank my beautiful people in the Life Conversations Radio Network family who support me, who allow me to just fly and download. Yvette, thank you so much for screening the calls, darling. And Life Coach Today, thank you for handling the audio and a technical piece. I do try to start off the show by myself because it's good training for me. But tonight, I really wanted the freedom to just fly. So I asked him if he wouldn't mind steering the wheels. I mean, if you could drive for me while I nurse the spring-like energy that wants to come through and be celebrated for all things March. So this show is about keeping up with your energy track, right? Okay. So in keeping up with my energy track, I have to let you know of the places where I go. So this is the part of the show where I share about housekeeping, but I'm really letting you know about my family on a Life Conversations Radio Network. I don't just have a show here. I actually listen to these people. So be sure to join up in Bossa Safera for the Play Experience. amazing show on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. She has a list of goddesses who are going to be joining her for the month of March. Last week she had just Cynthia on. I think this week she has Sherry Marie coming on. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. You can also join Life Coach Today and Lisa Iverson on Ancestral Blueprints, which airs on the last Wednesday of the month. You can find out how your ancestral blueprints may be impacting your life today, because your ancestors have a voice and they will be heard through the stories that are showing up in your life. So you want to have a conversation about that? Ancestral Blueprints is the place where you can do that. And then there is also my show. I'm saving another show for last. My show, The Celestial Morgan, where I play with numbers, tarot, books, movies, birth cards, dreams. Did I say music? Yes, music is going to come up because I see soul communicator Sankofa on the phone lines, and I have been holding a very special gift for her in my back pocket. I'll give you a hint. I told you already a little bit. Yes. We're going to talk about the number 4. We're going to talk about your love affair with Jay-Z and Beyonce. My gosh. There is a spiritual meaning behind it. I will tie it all in. Okay, but let me focus. That's my show. But the last show is the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Life Coach Today shares soul food for your consciousness that will take you to outer beyond. He is the head of the network. He's also a producer for this show and a phenomenal friend and a life coach and sometimes boss. But, yeah, this platform is happening because of his vision and his dream to make sure that all of the community is heard and all stories are shared. So I thank you, sir, for how you show up in my life and how you get to help me make my dream come true. Because in following the energy track, I've been taking the time to notice some things that I didn't get to notice before. And I realized that I was living a dream from a movie that I like. I tried to watch it recently, and it did not hold the same attention. But this is what I remember about it. It's Pump Up the Volume, Christian Slater. And he was a DJ. And while I was getting ready for the show, I was like, wow, what I really have to do is unravel my headphones, make sure I call in. I've got my friends handling the audio piece. I've got my other friend, you know, screening calls and greeting all of you. I've got my family in the chat room. And I am living a dream through a computer. So here I am with my very own radio show on Sunday nights. So I just had to tie that in. Because I'm not even looking in the chat room. It's like, you got my back. Thanks, guys. Yeah, please blame my silliness on the full moon. We're going to talk about that as well. 347-426-3346. There's more information about where you can find out about our shows. The Ask Life Coach A Day radio show comes on from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. I am also there around 1 o'clock, and I break down the energy of the day in a little segment called Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, whereas tonight you get the full-on blast of what's moving in my life, what's moving in the planets, what's moving for the stars, what's going on, what's your energy track been like, what's your week been like. You get a full dinner of Celeste tonight, and then tomorrow you'll go to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show where you'll get fed more food. Okay. One last thing. The Sounds of Soul with the day in Nifa Woshe. Y'all, the party is still going on Saturday nights on Facebook. We had a wonderful time last night. See, this is what we did. You can't stop this show. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop the soul train. So this is what we did, right? And I'm going to invite you to a party on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. So remember I said like we were going on a little hiatus. I lied. I made that up. So what we're going to do is we are going to listen to archive shows again on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. We are meeting at the Sounds of Soul Facebook like page. And we are chatting in the chat room and cutting up and playing videos and enjoying the conversation from a different place. So you get to experience an old show in a new way and take in the season. So that's what we did last night. You can go to the Sounds of Soul with the Danny Feloce Facebook page, see how we cut up last night, see what the playlist was. What can I say? We have you covered. Until we figure out where our new home is going to be, you do not have to go without your soul train. Yay! That's where I hang out. That's where I spend my time, you know, which helped me get to this powerful experience that I'm having right now that I am calling my energy track. I've been following an energy track for a while now. I have. But my conversation about it is different. Because at first I was just like, oh, my God, look at all these synchronicities. I mean, you know what it's like. You know, we're light workers here. We're magicians. We have our wands out. You know what you're listening to. So there's that first buzz of look at how everything is making sense and how everything is falling in alignment. And you feel like you're in a big old musical. And then something happens. And you forget the magic, and you get funky for whatever reason, or depressed, or you forget yourself, and you forget to be grateful. And then it's like this spiral into this funkiness of just bah humbug and yuckiness. When you tune into your energy track, and you're able to attract more of what you like, you might find certain things, okay? So for my energy track and what I've been paying attention to is what's been showing up. I've been leaving nuggets on my Facebook wall and also on a Celestial Show fan like page so you can see what my journey has been like and to see if you could find some affirming, edifying nuggets from me as you start your own track. Because the big question about what inspired the show tonight is, what turns you on? I've got numbers. I've got what's moving. I've got my cards. You've got questions. There are questions that I will continue to answer that I believe I got permission to share. And April Joy Garrett is going to also be joining me very shortly because one of the things that I do on Facebook is get inspired by all of you. And it is a full moon in Virgo, and April wrote something so profound. I really call it a prayer poem. And I thought before we really, really get down and dirty into the show, I wanted to welcome a high priestess in her own right into the room to share this piece with us. We have it in writing on Facebook. It is definitely on my wall. And she has agreed to call in. So I'm checking out that number. So April Joy Garrett, if you are on the line, honey, press 1 so we can see you and we'll know to come to you. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. We are going to be unveiling our energy track tonight. And April Joy Garrett has this powerful piece that she shared on Facebook. And I have some other people, too, that I've been following as well, who's been inspiring me. So you may very well find yourself being featured on my program because you are doing something to motivate and move me in a direction of connecting. So April Garrett, I see you in the chat room. If you could call in. Oh, we're family. It's all good. Yeah, I'm trying to communicate with my sister right now. Call in April Garrett. Because I know I cannot do this poem justice the way she can. Are you kidding me? Okay. That's also cool. 347-426-3346. Because what I can continue doing is sharing with you some of the other nuggets that I found out until the time is right to share this piece. Why don't we talk about what this full moon in Virgo is all about tonight and why I'm all hyper about it, why I am so excited. The energy of the full moon in Virgo is one of recognizing your sensuality. I've been reading a lot of stuff about it, and I am not an astrologer. Let's just state that for the record. What I do is take what the astrologers are saying about the phenomena and apply it into my life. And if there are ways that I can make connections my way through numerology, I do. So why don't we go right there? So for me, the Virgo shows up as the Hermit card in tarot. Yep. And for Mother Peace Tarot, it shows up as the Crone. So the Virgo, the Virgin, for me, is not one of chasteness, but one of being able to create all unto herself. She is virginal all unto her own. She is powerful and masterful and often thought of as a reflection of Artemis, the goddess that was of woodland. Independence, fire, power. Virgo is also an earth sign, and it is ruled by the planet Mercury. Okay? So Mercury is the messenger of the gods. So what's the profound message that we're getting tonight about releasing and about letting go, especially when this energy of Pisces is running? Anybody is experiencing a birthday during this time is connected to that Pisces energy. So you have the connection of spirit and dreaminess. Connecting to the body of Virgo, which is Earth. And I got that from Michael Lennox, and I thought what he had to say about it was so powerful, and I could see it. Now, for my way, for me, the Virgo astrologically is connected to the number 9 card in tarot, which is the Crone for me, or the Hermit, which means that the number 9 and the end of the cycle is also is playing here, because the 9 is the end of a cycle. 9 is ruled by the planet Mars, and there's that energy around that as well that comes in for me, just adding to the fullness of the moment and adding to the power of the full moon in Virgo. And for me, it's magical when you can remember that. And that's why I loved April Joy's piece so much. And I see that she is in the room. I've given you a little bit of background about full moon and Virgo. There is more on my wall. So make sure you go over to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. Like it. Yeah, I get my numbers up. And you can also continue following my track on messages that I found today. But now I'm so excited. I'm going to invite my sister into the room, April Joy Garrett, to share with us her reflection of the full moon. April Joy, how are you doing, darling?
I'm doing very good. How are you, Celeste?
I am so great. We are talking about what I've been doing to keep up with my energy track, and you were on my energy track because I was very drawn to your poem and shared it on my wall, and I asked you if you would do us the honor of reading it to us as a prayer, as a blessing for this full moon celebration in Virgo tonight.
Oh, how awesome. Yes, and I actually said a prayer too. For anyone who hears my poem or reads my poem. So I sent out some compassionate energy too.
Mm. Nice. All right, yeah. We're going to take a deep breath and settle in, and you got it, babe.
Okay, so my poem I titled Full Moon Blessings, and I'm going to read my poem. Full Moon Blessings, I call to you to spotlight my heart. Send out my deepest thoughts. Help me to release what is not. My body is my temple. Nourish and care for my soul. I ground in my body, allowing the flow. Trust sincerely in my soul to bring me the best dreams to become real. I love my body, mind, spirit, and begin to feel healed. So many blessings and happy full moon.
Oh, darling. And that encompasses that power and that beauty of nature that exists when you write and to have you share it through your voice. Now, can you please remind the listening audience, you are the one who pulled Pele last week with Divine Passion, so you really seem to be in tune to this moon energy. Do you mind sharing with us, what's your astrological sign?
Yes, I'm an Aries. I'm a fire sign. My birthday is next month. And this Pele card, I was so moved when I pulled it because it was actually the third time I pulled the card in like 2 months. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is wild. And when I was shuffling the cards, I heard the number 4. And so I was
no.
I'm going to shuffle. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to shuffle 4 times.
Okay,
yeah,
wait,
I think
wait.
I'm clear audience.
Hold up for a second.
Yeah.
Hold that for a second. Because April Joy, I've been following the number 4 too. Here's the confirmation.
Oh,
soul communicator, you're on the line. Hold this in your consciousness. And for those of you who I have been telling to pay attention to 13-4 as your birth cards, I've got a lot of listeners who are, wow, I didn't know how it was going to come up, but I'm just loving this ride. I have a lot of listeners whose birth cards are 13 death and 4 the emperor. So you heard the number 4 times. That's when I tell people to pay attention. In April, born on April. Hey, when is your birthday, April? What's your birth date?
Yeah, it's April 6th.
April 6th. Okay. She's a springtime baby. Okay, go ahead, sister. So Pele,
totally.
You're fire. You're the female fire. So you are literally the walking personification of the goddess Pele with all your fire, Miss Aries.
Wow, and I loved the picture. I mean, it was like, it's so wild, you know.
She
oh
looks
my
like
gosh,
you.
Yeah, it was so wild because my friend had a dream that she shared with me about a month ago, and she said she's seen Pele. You know how people make baristas can make lattes and they can actually do like a stencil in the top of the cup?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a design in the top of the latte or in the foam, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So she dreamt that Pele was in the foam, stenciled in the foam of the top of this latte. And I drink coffee, you know, and so she told me about it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is wild. You know, it's a month ago, and in the last 2 months, pulled Pele 3 times, and right now I'm looking over. I have 4 candles lit. They're all side by side, so I did that on purpose.
What's your birth year, honey?
1979.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
let's see what we find. You're kidding me. You can't be right.
Oh, I love mysteries. I'm so curious.
I know, right? This cannot be right. I don't believe this because I had this up for my brother, right? Family, what I'm doing, because radio is theater of the mind. I hear my producer speaking to me telepathically. What I'm doing, family, is I'm I'm going to tarotschool.com, right? You know how I play with birth cards. And I'm getting like a really weird, strong vibe on April Joy. And I'm really wrong right now because I should ask her, April, do you mind if I do this on the air? And let me just check
in. Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. I love spontaneity. Let's
okay.
go.
Okay, great, hon, because, you know, okay. I just did this for my brother. And so I thought April 6, 1979 are your birth is your birthday, right? Okay, so the reason why I'm tripping out is because I did this just for my brother, and this is coming up. This is even more in relation to you. Darling, your birth cards are the Moon and the Hermit.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
18-9. Okay, now everything that I said about the Hermit applies to you through your birth card as a purpose, because Virgo is the tarot card of Hermit or the Crone is astrologically connected to the Hermit, which is Virgo.
Yeah.
The Virgin.
Wow, and that was so amazing, because when I heard you reading this Hermit card earlier, pulled a card about 3 hours ago, and I posted it on Facebook actually like 10 minutes ago. It was called Quiet Time, and when you were reading about the Hermit, I was like, oh, my goodness. It's so
wow.
right on.
Really? April Joy, do me a favor, darling. I need you to remind me of this confirmation. So wherever you posted your piece about Quiet Time, can you put it on my wall? Because this is going on my energy track, darling. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your powerful poem and connecting us to the moon. It is your sacred purpose to shine a light on the darkness and our illusions, which
You're
is
welcome.
Why you have
Thank
that
you.
Light. Thank you, darling. Thank you for sharing your purpose with us, which is what the magic is about the birth cards. Now, I know two people who have those birth cards. Yeah, my brother.
Oh, that's too cool.
Yes, indeed. I'm cracking up over here. This is great. Okay, so wow, darling, thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for hanging out and for being a guinea pig. What would I do
without you? Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too. My pleasure, darling. Thank you for playing. Wow. Thing that really gets me about this, y'all, is I was going to talk about all of those things that we talked about with April Joy anyway because of the Hermit. And you see how the birth card showed up and her purpose. Here she was, you know, she wrote this beautiful piece, and I was like, oh, I got to have that as a full moon in Virgo blessing. And then the full moon and blessing is on all of us because her birth card actually relates to the energy that's flowing. Wow, and I haven't even gotten to the number today. I don't know about you guys, but I think I need a break. Yeah. Let's get our bearings. Let's come back to continue on an energy track. We will be right back after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. And for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle Fear with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. Or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back, family, to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And we are keeping up with our energy track and what's showing up for us in our lives in the moment. What are you doing? What are you creating? What energy are you sending out? Is it lifting up the vibration of the universe, helping the flowers to bloom? Or is it some weeds choking out the existence of life? The choice is always yours. That's the question I ask myself, no matter what is showing up. Now, is this something that needs to be pruned so that more growth can come? Or is this something I need to nurture, that I need to focus my attention on? And it's a day-by-day decision whether you want to prune which I still think is love and correction. Let go of the twigs that don't have life. Or, you know, your hand on the weeds. Sometimes there's manure. But, oh, there are those roses. All of it is needed for life, no matter how it shows up. You got to find God in the beauty. Or at least that's for me. I don't know what you have to do, but for me, I find God, goddesses, some pagans and some more stuff, and fairy tales and shamrocks and leprechauns too, because St. Patrick's Day is coming up tomorrow. I've got some thoughts about that as well, but I also see that I have a friend who wants to join me, and we've actually been on a really sacred journey, New Jace in New Jersey. How are you doing, my sister?
I am fine, and you, Celeste?
All right. I am great. Now I'm seeing that time is doing what time does, and I'm going to ask you, darling. Last week I asked you a question.
Yes,
that question was about your energy track, and I just told you I'd be happy if you had a feel-good moment, if you can give me that. What do you have for me, sweetie? What is your report about your energy track?
What is my report? Well, I came out of the ethers. I decided to, I think I mentioned last week about changing my environment and getting out of getting someplace new. So I had a lot of personal things that I needed to handle this week, but I did make sure that I had lunch with my goddaughter and her mother this week, so that I had some sisters surrounding me. And I've decided that I need, there are some things I need to do to break out of my house. You know, I need to sign up for a yoga class and probably a weightlifting class and a few things. So there's some things that I really need to do. So
now,
these
are things that you need to do, but it sounds like I hear some fun there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make them fun. I'm going to make them fun. I've decided that they're going to be fun, things that I've been putting off doing, and for no particular reason, just laziness, I would say. But and then I'm going to make sure I get out more. I think this winter I really wound up being very sequestered, you know, in the house.
I hear you.
I've got to
get this for you, because you're the first caller to really call back and tell us what happened after a reading. The caller number is 347-426-3346. And New Jace, I'm wondering if you feel comfortable sharing your question that you had and what you got out of the follow-up conversation that we've had, especially when a number four popped up around that Emperor energy. And your birthday is the same birthday as
April the 6th.
As April the 6th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we have your birth cards already, don't we?
Yeah, the Emperor and the Death card and the Emperor.
All right. So you're already getting pound for your money by listening to the show, getting information just for you. Okay. So can you share with us what lingered for you, what questions you still had, and how you're applying it in your life? Because this conversation of the energy track is going to continue happening, because I think there's something powerful here.
Okay, you mean when I asked about the my cards and them being reversed, or?
What did you feel from that? Because Live in Light is in a chat room right now, and
yes,
she is. Okay, and Live in Light had a horse show up in her reading, and you spoke about how the horse then spoke to you. How were you able to apply that in your life?
Okay, now was it the horse? You know what? I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm actually drawing a blank.
That's okay.
Almost everything
I got it in
that.
Writing.
Okay, you have. Did I wrote it?
Because
I wrote it down. I think.
I know you did. You had a six of cups, and you had a whole lot of horses in that, and it was reversed, which meant that you were being blocked from orgasmic joy. So we wanted to unblock the blockage that was blocking you. So then you were invited to take some solitary time with the nine of discs to get in touch with your arts and your healing and what motivated you. And then the next card for that was the Sisterhood card of Eight of Discs and finding meaning in your work. That was your reading from last week.
Right.
And that's how the horse showed up for you. And the horse popped off from Glenda because she's a Cancer, and the Cancer is running this year for number 7, which is the Chariot, which has a horse. The horse, the Chinese New Year animal, is the horse. So the horse has powerful significance. And by connecting with that energy, you can create affirming messages for yourself. And whenever you see a horse, you can see yourself and say, that's me.
That's me.
That's
okay.
Me. Because it showed up in your reading. And that's how you unblock the flow so that you can get the channel of all your grace and favor to come through all the affirmations and synchronicities that are showing up in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
That's why I do what I do.
Yeah. And then for me, a horse is always leading. You know, it's leading the way. It's charging. It's moving. It's it's not a static energy, you know?
Yeah. Yes. So I want to thank you for sharing it. I want to thank you for helping me to continue to connect with the energy by having the conversation. So I'm going to let you go for now. And I had another gift as well for thank you so much, New Jace. I have some other gifts too. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go in on St. Patrick's Day for a quick sec. 347-426-3346. It's very important for a lot of reasons. But I want to go in on St. Patrick's Day because there is this this energy right now about the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community not being allowed to party at the St. Patrick's Day parade. The St. Patrick's Day parade, where this is my personal opinion, and I'm going to say it in love, and I'm going to, oh, really? Okay. Man, you callers, you're so lucky. I was about to go in. Maybe it'll show up on in somebody's reading. Okay, all right. I am ready. All right, yeah, we've got callers. Let me get you guys in for readings here. I'm going to go to Sankofa really quick. Going to go to Sankofa, Soul Communicator. No, she's got something to add. Hey, Soul Communicator.
Hey.
Man, time is doing what time does, but
Yes, it is. Let's make this quick. Okay.
Yeah.
If you add up all the digits of my birthday, it's number 4. That's my natural number. I know you said earlier about my relationship with Beyonce and
JC, yes.
It's interesting. It's very interesting, and it's taking a minute to get settled into it.
Every time you see JC, Beyonce, and I know you had that dream and everything, I just want you to see the power and the leadership and authority and that fierceness within yourself. They are simply a mere reflection of the power that you already exude. The question is, how is Soul Communicator going to, let me correct myself, because I messed up on your title last week. It wasn't easing God in, it was easing God on, which is how you break down ego. And they got a song called Ego, and I like it. And we're going to move on now because I see Doug in Virginia. I need to get to him. That is what's up. I love you, honey.
Love you,
stay tuned. Stay tuned. Okay, I'm going to Doug in VA because I know who this is. Oh, my goodness. How is my baby brother tonight?
I am freezing.
My baby brother does not have snow days. I'm doing this quick, Doug, because I got other people in front of you. But this is my baby brother. I grew up with him. I'm learning all things sacred from him. We had an argument a little bit. Apparently, I don't have a healthy respect for Kool Moe Dee. I'm an LL Cool J girl. He's going to help me with that. And April Joy Garrett, who is in the chat room, this is the dude who has the same birth cards as you, the Moon and the Hermit, which came up tonight. So I just wanted to tell you I love you. Now I'm going to stop talking. What do you have to say?
Oh, I'm just saying the reading you gave me today was so dead on, and it was so amazing how, you know, parallel that life is, and when you bring the reading to light, how it brings light to everything that happens in your life, and it helps you prepare for the future, as you know, all your astrological signs and the things you can find out about yourself and how to deal with yourself and with life in general, point forward.
Mm. Thank you, my brother. Not my brother because we're alike, or my brother because he's a part of the light worker community, but my brother because we shared the same womb, and we look up at the clouds together when we were growing up. I love you so much, and I thank
you
for confirming my gift. I'm going to go before I cry because there's somebody else who's got a question, so I'm going to move over to them. I'm proud of you. I love you, my Moon Hermit brother. I will be the star and strength in your life. All right, now. There we go. It's a little birth card talk for you. Just a little quick love shout-out. You can give your friends your love real quick in a hurry when you know the birth cards. All right, Miss Trish, you got a job change. How can I help you, darling? Time is doing what time does. Do you want me to pull cards for you, honey, or how do you want to do it? Okay.
Cards, whatever you get, looking to make a change.
You're looking to make a change. All right, Trish. Trish, when's your birthday? I'm just curious.
Sure, it's 9-18-60.
Ooh, Yvette, I'm going to show you how to do birth card calculator because I'm getting a real strong read on that. So, Yvette, if you can hear me, if you could write her birthday down so that if I have more for Trish, I could give it to her next week. For right now, though, I'm going to pull cards for you real quick, Trish. See this Maryland, this job change, 9-18. And what's that year again, Trish?
1960. I'm a 7 life path.
Ah, you know, good girl, because that's the year that you're in, okay?
Right.
All right. Here we go. Okay, I've got a 6 of discs. I've got the 12 tanged one, and I have a son of discs. Okay, the question on the table right now for you, Trish, is a question of balance, of receiving and giving. 6, it belongs to the Cosmic Mother. 6 is ruled by Venus. So this is really a question of taking care of yourself, which is why this change needs to happen. But here's the thing, though. I got this 12th hanged one, which is the card of patience. This is the card of holding on. There's a full moon. You're experiencing a full moon in Virgo right now. The goddess Artemis, I cannot make this up, which was also mentioned earlier in the show, has actually surrendered her ego so that she can receive a divine message of what to do. Once she has received the message of what she needs to do in order to take care of herself, because this isn't just about money, this is about a holistic being able to take care of yourself, then you will be on target with the Son of Discs, which is also in the woods, connecting us to being on the right path. Right now, it's reversed for you. So what I'm hearing right now is that you have this internal question about how to balance out your life and how to give and how to take and how to receive, how to allow and how to let go, which you're going through with this 12 energy of the hanged one. I do have good news for you. Though the hanged one is hanging and it is about sacrifice and surrender, the hanged one is also connected to the number 12 porcupine, which is about childhood and childlike wonder. So it's almost like you're having fun into the answer. okay? I know that sounds crazy, and I'm at the end of the show, but Trish, if you can hold on for me, I can promise you that you will get on target of what you need to change in your life, and it's more than just a job. Next week, what I will have for you, because I know Yvette heard me, and I can listen to the show again to get your numbers, I can have your birth cards for you next week, sweetie, and follow up more about this reading, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, for what I've shared with you in this moment, does it resonate, or am I right in feeling I got to go deeper?
No, it does. It does resonate. I have no patience. I've been looking, and the reason I want to change is that it stressed me out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got more, Trish. We've got more for you, all right? I promise you I will track your birth cards for you. So 347-426-3346 is this number. I will have your birth cards for you, and we can see what else it tells us, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. I look forward to on discovering the journey with you, honey. You can have fun while you're waiting, or you can have the anxiety, okay? We've got stuff lined up on Life Conversations Radio Network that has help for you. I can promise you that, okay? Whoo! My gosh, I didn't get to go in on St. Patrick's Day, but that's okay, right? Because Trisha's reading leads us back to the woods, which is basically all I was going to say is people need to chill out and have some fun. It was John Stringer's birthday yesterday. You don't need to beware the Ides of March. That was a soothsayer that was on her game and knew what she was doing. Yeah, Caesar should have paid attention. And join Life Coach Today tomorrow with Candace Gorham, who's going to be breaking down the journey from Christianity to atheism. It's a powerful walk. Right now, we're going to end with the state of man, John Stringer. Happy birthday, our dear brother. Happy St. Patrick's Day, any way you celebrate it. Remember your strength. Remember who you are. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Swallow your fears, family. Good night.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.